whenever you're ready.
Oh my God.
Jessica! I've never been called a fox!
Dana.
That's a classy name for a Harry.
I like it classic.
Okay.
Do you?
Welcome to the Rants and Raves podcast.
Sure.
Out with the bad and in with the good, motherfuckers.
That's right.
Jessica!
Dana!
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Good to see your face.
I know. We're trying something new today, you guys. So welcome to the Rants and Raves podcast. I am Dana Powell.
I'm Jessica Young.
And we
are, here to rant and rave.
It's so hard to do that when we're not together.
I know. We really do feed off the live energy and synchronicity. Really
and synchronicity. Faux show. My face looks huge on this.
No, I'm just...
Well, we both showered today because we did something fun together today.
That's right.
So we were, by the time this comes out, hopefully it'll be released, but we were on a game show together.
That's right, called Sight Unseen.
Called Sight Unseen with our friends Sarah and Doug. So we'll be letting you know about that. We did all right.
Yeah. Excuse me. All right. You won, even though he was gracious enough to say the panel won, which included Sarah and I, as well as you. You won, lady. You got like 3 out of 4.
Well, it just shows that I waste a lot of time on the internet.
No, you're also apparently a good listener because I answered something that wasn't even a question.
Well, and now they gave us this wonderful tool that we're trying out today called StreamYard. So not only are we going to have an audio version of our podcast, we're also going to try and put up a video version. Jessica and I are looking at each other's beautiful faces right now.
Exactly.
And we decided since we both showered that maybe we would try and post it because, to be honest, guys, podcast listens are down for everyone across the world.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of us are used to listening to podcasts. Normal people are listening to them in their car. I listen to them all day, every day, everywhere. But we just want to encourage you guys. You can listen to us while you're washing dishes, doing laundry, like anything monotonous that you don't need your brains for.
Yeah.
You can listen to us while you makes the time go faster. That's how I live my life.
Also, I have seen on social media, and I love this. I have a friend who has kids and has a husband, and the house is always crazy, and her solace has become an hour a day in her minivan, and that's off limits to anyone. She has a therapy appointment in there, either on the phone or through video with her therapist. She said sometimes that hour is spent listening to a podcast or reading a book. It doesn't matter. It's her 1 hour of shush. No one's allowed to come out there, kind of shut it down. So,
yeah,
I've definitely been doing different things that I don't do just when I can, because everybody's on top of each other for the most part, right?
Totally.
During these times, unless you live alone. So, yeah.
Yeah, we all need to take some time for ourselves. And a podcast is a good way to do that.
That's right.
So we're going to do things a little bit different today, but I do want to tell you guys, still please be in contact with us, especially now. We're more active now than we normally are because we have, at least I am, I have more time. So you can
Definitely.
Find Instagram and Facebook, the Rants and Raves podcast. You can find us on Twitter @_raves.
@raves_the.
It's only been over. So yeah, you can find us there. You can email us at therantsandravespodcast@gmail.com or go to our website, therantsandravespodcast.com. There's a contact us button on there. I mean, come on guys, let's get on it. Let's
talk
about what you want to talk about. So Jessica, we've been trying to kind of figure out how to do the show without everything surrounding COVID.
Right.
So that's kind of been our goal. So we're shaking it up. Last week, we did some conversation starters. This week, we're going to do some of those again, but not quite so silly, like a little more real, if that's okay with you, Jess. I found a new list.
Of course. I mean, I still love spiders that play guitars, but sure.
You know, after we recorded that episode, because we talked about tiny guitars, I got so many advertisements for tiny guitars in my It was crazy.
Oh my God.
All right. Did we get all of our information?
Oh my God. What if you got a tiny guitar for Murphy the gecko?
Yeah, Murphy, I don't think she'd be into it, to be honest.
You're right. She'd be like, okay, that's a little cliche and ominous, don't you think?
Right. She's like,
in her desert habitat.
Bring me some worms and get away. She got so mad at me the other day that she spit at me.
What?
It made me sad.
Oh, I'm shocked. She's such a lady.
I know. She wasn't then. I was trying to help her sometimes because, you know, she does have a disease. Mm-hmm. And so she's got like this, they call it the stick tail disease where they starve. But she is better and she will eat wax worms. She'll eat a couple of them. But that's her favorite. Mm-hmm. Crack to them. And I kind of feel like if she's sicky, she gets to eat whatever she wants. So living pretty great right now, real fat tail, but she sometimes has a hard time shedding. So I have to like,
oh,
so gross, but I have to pull it for her.
Yeah.
And she, I guess it hurt the other night cause she got real mad and she spit out. She's never before.
That sucks.
It wasn't aggressive like a llama. It wasn't like, it was just like, there's a lot of spit coming and I'm going to make it bubble because I'm mad at you. That's kind of what it was.
Now you're making me think of how much I love goats around the world spitting or making weird noises, yelling at people.
That's my favorite. That baby goat that gets so mad at that dude. Actually, that brings us to our first question, Jessica. What
really?
Accidental thing you stumbled onto here. Here's your first one. What was the last funny video you saw?
Last funny video I saw. Okay. So one of my coworkers sends me all kinds of fun stuff all the time. I'm going to pull this up here. She follows D.L. Hughley.
Do you know
who D.L. Hughley is?
Sure.
So, and it's so funny because now sometimes I'm like, I'm going to follow that person too. And then I'm like, no, this friend already sends me a lot of stuff from them. I don't need to. And then I look forward to getting their messages and we can laugh about something. Okay. This was from D.L. Hughley. And I'm sorry. Here we go.
That's pretty good. It's a nice beat.
That's gin and juice.
Yeah, I know.
My favorite part is my homeboy's got a pocket full of gloves. Rubber.
That was the best.
Okay. Actually, kind of a funny play on words.
Yeah.
Glove, rubber, get it?
Jessica, we get it.
I thought you were insinuating that I was being dirty. I'm like, we are not a family-friendly show. So,
we get it, Jess. Okay, can I play you my favorite right now?
Yes.
Okay, so you know I'm obsessed a little bit with TikTok, right?
Yes.
So one of the things that you can do on TikTok is you can use somebody else's audio to like lip sync. It's a big lip sync and dance facilitator, I guess. Sure. And so there's some of the sound bites are some of my favorite. And this is one. So this is not this kid speaking, but it's still cute. I don't care about the video. It's the audio. Please, please listen to this. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah. What?
So it's just this, maybe this is why I love it, because it's just this sick kid who's supposed to be going to sleep.
Yeah.
Saying, can I pet that dog? Can I pet that dog? I'm gonna pet that dog. Can I pet that dog? And it reminds me of when my nephew was young, we went to the fair and they have a birthing center. So they have all these animals and they're like, when they get ready to birth, they make an announcement and go, get on over to the tent. Bessie's about ready to have a calf. You know, we all watch while we eat cheese on a stick. So my little nephew, after we saw the piggies be born, he wanted me to go see their poops because he thought it was funny.
No. So
he literally yelled to me, hey, Aunt Dana, come here, check this out. Aunt Dana, come here, check this out. He wanted me to come look at the little piggy poo-poo.
Oh, bless him.
I know, it's so cute. But anyway, this kid reminds me of family because he's like, can I pet that dog?
I love it really right now. But that was that kid's voice. No, that was not him.
Not the kid you saw. No, he didn't originally do it. He was lip syncing.
Oh, somebody else said, can I pet that dog?
Yeah, that's what TikTok's about. You find a video that you like.
I promised you 2 weeks in a row that I'm going to join, but I haven't.
You haven't.
It's not because I'm defying.
A friend, this is a private thing that I made, but I'm going to share it with my two closest friends, you and our audience, which but so it's really dark because I'm laying down in bed.
Okay.
I made this for a friend. Hold on.
Thank you for being a friend.
So I sent that to a friend. That's also one of my favorites.
I love it. I love the couple that's in that video.
Well, you probably don't know the original people in the video.
I don't know them, but I saw it.
But you probably didn't see the original. You're not hip to TikTok. We're all making these videos. So that couple you saw could have been anyone.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, that's my favorite. Also, if you guys go on TikTok, I think you can find him on Instagram too. There's this guy that owns a dog named Senna that is so bad he rivals Cutter.
Wow. And videos
are constantly of this dog doing something bad and this man going, Senna, this is not a joke. Get over here, Senna. It's so funny.
Did your tinfoiling of your washing machine, maybe tell listeners who have a cat that also needs a lesson, did it work?
Yes, and I learned it from TikTok.
Oh.
So my cat Cutter, we all know, is the evil demon. And she's been peeing on the dryer for a long time. So we covered that. Then she started peeing on the washer and it would leak in the door into our clean laundry. And so I learned on TikTok that cats hate tinfoil. Well, I always knew they hated it. Like if you put it on their paws, like wrapped it around their paws.
Why would you do that?
Because it's funny. It's terrible. I haven't done it, but I've watched people do it. Anyway, so if you put aluminum foil on a cabinet or on a counter or something, and the cat jumps on it, they jump off like they're electrocuted. I've seen it. It's crazy. She must have thought that volts of energy were going through her body. She couldn't have got off of it any faster.
Wow.
Yeah, so it worked.
All right.
Yeah. Are you ready for your next question?
Sure.
What do you do to get rid of stress?
I mean, I've been rage walking. I mean, I say rage walking because it's to get out my rage and it's to move because I'm stuck sitting at a desk, even though I'm home. Yes. So I just walk at a really fast clip. I'm not like a maniac about it, but it's like, get out of the way. Okay. I'm not taking a stroll around the block. I'm taking a rage walk through the neighborhood. Mm-hmm.
So like a real serious mall walker.
Yeah. Yes. Actually, that's a very fitting description, except it's outdoors, but you're also not wrong in that I am dodging people like I would have to be if I was a mall walker, because there's so many people out at the time of day that I choose to walk. I like to go right when I finish, when I know, like, for real, I am done, meaning everybody cool, great, I'm signing off, one more chance, bye, and turning off the computer, I immediately am out the door. And it's apparently when everyone else decides to, that has all the time in the day in the world that they could go whenever they want.
You're so mad at when people are choosing to walk because it's when you do.
I know, because there's just a lot of people. Well, and honestly, I have to say, I hope when all of this is said and done that I do continue to walk daily, because I am not somebody who's like, yes, I want to get out there and go exercise. But I always feel better when I do. And I'm literally doing this really for my mental sanity right now. I'm not even like going out to try to, I mean, yes, exercise is good for us, of course. But this is like, okay, this is my way to go and de-stress. Yeah. That was a very long answer to a very simple question. I apologize.
Yeah. It's okay. It's okay, because my answers are always long. I don't care. I will listen to you talk, Jessica.
What do you do to get rid of stress other than watercolor painting?
Yeah, I did the paint by number. I did some watercolors. I made some handmade cards. I told you guys I finished a huge quilt I was crocheting.
Oh, yeah.
So I've started on a new one, and that really does bring me peace. Like, it's meditative for me. So I have time. So I told my family, I was like, whoever wants a blanket, order some yarn and send it to me.
Amazing.
So I'm making blankets for my family.
Oh, I love that. Okay. Who's getting the quilt that you finished?
Me.
Oh.
Because I picked out the yarn.
No, I love it. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, but my mom picked out her own yarn. And what's so funny is, I think it's more for my dad than it is my mom, which makes me laugh, because my mom's like, your dad picked out the stitch, because I gave him two different types of stitches that I can use. She was like, your dad wants this stitch. She picked out the yarn and she picked the size because she wanted him to be able to cover his feet.
Oh, that's sweet.
So I'm really excited, and I'm making one for my baby sister too.
I love that.
Yeah, it really does calm me, because we've talked
before. Yeah.
Meditate. I just have to take a break. But I do have to focus just enough, you know, to crochet.
Yes.
That it clears everything else from my mind. And I'm self-taught, so it's not like I had some great person teach. I'm not good at it. It's just, but I'll tell you what, when I covered up with that finished blanket that I made, I felt so proud.
I was going to say, how satisfying.
Really is. I was like, this is cozy, it's pretty, and I made it.
Absolutely. I love it. I wish I knew how to crochet. I think I told you this once, but somebody, I'm looking over in the corner because I bet it's right where I'm looking, in a drawer. A friend tried to teach me
how to,
and I still have the two sticks. I know crochet has the hook, right? Well, yeah. Somebody tried to teach me how to knit, I guess. Is that the difference?
Harder, I think.
I still got the two sticks together where I cast on, and it's still connected to a skein of yarn that I should put in the mail for you so you can make yourself a hat or something, because I'm never going to do it.
It's also not a cheap hobby. I will say that.
Yeah.
Like, when you pay $20 to $40 for a blanket, it's like, I always think, why? Well, if you make it, yarn is expensive.
I know. And you think like, oh, this is a nice bundle. And it's like, after you hook it all, what did that make? One square, literally? Like,
my parents, the one that I'm making for them, because of the stitch that they want and the size, I had to get 8 skeins of it.
Yeah.
So it adds up.
I know.
But it's really fun. I have another question for you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm not even watching our time. Are you?
I am.
Oh, okay. You let me know when we should move ahead. What is the most useful thing you own?
The most useful thing I own. Oh, man.
That's a tough one.
Dang. You know what?
It's hard because we have so much technology these days.
I mean,
can I say what I think my most useful thing is right now?
Yeah.
Honestly?
Yes.
My coffee maker. Because.
Fine. Great.
We ran out of coffee for 2 days because, like, we're ordering our groceries in, mm-hmm. and couple days or whatever, and we wipe them all off and everything. And we ran out of coffee before we got our next delivery. I didn't get anything done for 2 days.
Yeah, I would actually freak, and I wish you had told me that, because if you would have accepted a delivery from me, I mean, like, leave it on your doorstep and know that I put it there with gloves. Okay. Yeah. I would have brought you coffee, because the market near my house has been really upping the ante with what they carry. They've always had coffee, but I would have 100% driven coffee over to you. They even have Keurig pods, if that's what you guys use. I could not live without coffee. I'm not being dramatic. I couldn't.
You couldn't get anything done.
No, I've been doing like two pots a day over here. We don't do that in normal times, but I'm like, all right, let's get some more caffeine.
We switched to a Keurig a couple of Christmases ago. We got it for Christmas. Mm-hmm. I know it's not great for the environment, so we tried some reusable pods, but we do have some coffee left over, not for Keurig. And I was like, let's just drip it. But we got rid of all our filters.
So it was very grainy.
Yeah. Well,
like, did I put the grounds in there?
I didn't have anything to strain it with. Like, I didn't have any filter to make any coffee. Listen,
could have brought you filters too.
It's not the biggest problem in the world, I get. But like,
giving you a wag of the finger. Yes, because I would have begged someone to bring me coffee. Begged.
I got nothing done. It was very useless day and time.
I would rather have coffee than food.
Is that true?
Yes.
Wow. I don't know that I could go that far.
Hot coffee in the morning, iced coffee the rest of the day. Throw in a decaf late at night for good measure, and yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I've done that before. I lived off coffee for a few months once.
Yep. Coffee and some nice creamy milk. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, be specific on that comment. Okay, next question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
And you're watching our time, right?
Yeah.
How hot am I? I forget that people can see me.
Hilarious.
Okay. What do you think of tattoos? And do you have any?
Oh, man. I love tattoos, but I love to look at them on other people. I've always wanted one. I do not have one. And I will tell you, it's a darn good thing I don't, because if I had gotten them when everybody else did on our spring break in Panama City, Florida, senior year, I guarantee you I would have a dolphin jumping over a rainbow on my ankle. And that would be permanent. It would probably look like a Lisa Frank sticker. Okay.
Imagine if you had a Lisa Frank tattoo on your ankle.
I mean, now it would be like on Vogue. It would have come back in style, yeah. Sure.
Yes, but think of all the years of suffering.
Yeah, no. In high school, and even I'm going to say in college, most of my friends that got tattoos picked really crappy designs and in a really crappy area.
Yeah.
But I've always wanted one. I really, you didn't ask this part, but I'll throw it in. I wanted on this part, doing a bad job. The inner part of my arm. Right?
Yeah. Lower, yeah.
I don't know why, but that's where I would want it. But I just think I've always been too scared to take the plunge because I'm too indecisive.
Yeah. I'm one of those weirdos that was like raised that it was horrible, made you look trashy and blah. Yeah.
Same.
But I'm one of those crazy people that in her 40s got a tattoo.
Yeah, but yours is beautiful.
I really love it. So I watched this. Oh, here's something fun that you guys can look up on Instagram. It's called Real Stories Docs. They do short little Instagram TV documentaries on people. And then you can watch the full documentary on YouTube. So I saw tattoos, and they took these people who are covered head to toe in tattoos, and they did makeup so they looked like they had no tattoos. And they had them ask people if they had change for a 20 or ask people if they could borrow their cell phone both ways. And when they had it up, that nobody would help them, which they were great people. They were just normal people that had worked in an industry where that was acceptable. One was, I think she was a dancer. The other guy was maybe into music or something like that. But it was really interesting. And they talked about knowing that feeling of people avoiding them and being afraid of them because they were
right.
Now, I'm not going to go that crazy, but my whole life I said I would never get a tattoo. I couldn't think of anything I wanted on my body permanently. My husband is not a huge fan of tattoos. But then I saw something that I wanted. And so here's my tattoo. It's going to be backwards because we're on. Can you see it?
You can't really see the H.
Oh my God, it's like being a weather girl. I can't figure out which.
No, it was hard for me too. I couldn't figure it out.
Anyway, it's my son's name and his handwriting when he was 6. So I got to freeze him, and it's multicolored, which people are always like, oh, I love that. Because each letter a different, what are those called? Primary color.
It looks like crayons. I love it.
It does. And I'll tell you this, my mom cried, not for happy reasons. She was not happy.
Oh.
As for me personally, obviously I see it constantly. Here's my own. And every morning when I wake up, whenever I happen to catch a glance at it, it makes me so happy.
Yeah.
In a second, I've regretted like marring my body or anything. I love it so much. And I will for the rest of my life, I'm sure.
It's very delicate. And no, everybody doesn't see that. It's not like a glaring this on your face.
No. And it's not. It's just a little name. But anyway, I love it.
I love it too. It's very sweet.
That's my only tattoo. And everybody was like, oh, you're going to get so addicted. You're going to want to get more. And it's like, you know, I'm obsessed with temporary tattoos. You know this, right?
Those I love. Yes.
Yeah. So I have tons of temporary tattoos. Some of them silly, some of them real. I put a temporary tattoo on this wrist one time of glasses that look like Dan Tipton's, and I was like, see, I have one of you on each arm, and he was like, that's actually pretty cute. Should we do one more question?
Sure, let's do one more. Let's do it.
Okay, let's see. I'm gonna pick one. What's the best and worst thing about your work? And I'll let you choose what you're pursuing or your regular job.
Right. The best thing. Okay, well, you know what? It kind of all can be wrapped into one. I'm not kidding. Especially right now when we realize we can't do what we normally do, which is perform in any capacity. Live on stage, yes, you can perform in an audition, I guess, but it's different. What do I love the most about work is entertaining people, because I myself love being entertained, and my day job now is still within entertainment for shows and concerts and performances for people to enjoy the arts in every form. So I think it's entertainment. I don't mean to be cliche or boring by saying that, but I love entertaining people, whether it's to make them laugh or make them feel something. And I love experiencing that myself as a human, just as a human being. So that's it.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think one of the best things about our job is getting
you're blurry. I don't mean
change.
You got blurred.
I'm not on my screen.
Oh, okay. All right.
You're not blurry either.
Okay. Good.
Okay. I also love, you know, we try not to get political on this show, so I won't stick on this for too long. However, there was recently some antagonistic feelings over allowing artists and entertainers to have stimulus checks to be helped out. And the argument for that, and I hope this is true, is that what are we all doing right now?
Right.
Watching Netflix, listening to podcasts, watching movies. Mm-hmm. Like right now is when one of the times that we're needed most, you know, we are a relief or escape, and without actors and writers and all of the people it takes to put together entertainment, we would have nothing to do. We'd be murdering each other.
Exactly.
You know, so yeah, I think I love the platform it gives us to affect change and to help people escape when they need to. And what do you think the worst part of what we do is?
I mean, to be brutally honest, like sometimes when you just have to deal with a situation that may not be ideal, because that's just the way it is, and you just have to deal with it. The show must go on.
Like being uncomfortable with costumes.
Sure. Yeah.
I also think one of the worst things about what we do, even on this type of platform, whenever you put yourself out in the world publicly in any way, unfortunately, people assume that you can then be a target.
Right.
There's a lot of online bullying that happens that is painful because we're real people. And, you know, I'm just going to work and doing my job. Like, I don't go to somebody else's job and tell them, terrible. You're fat and you're bald. I don't believe you eat salad. You know, I've talked about all this before. So that's one of the horrible things. And especially because I think as actors, kind of in our blood to perform, it's in our blood to entertain, even if that means we were always the kid in our family that made everything, you know, I mean, there's some level of performance and all of that. So there's a need for, there's a seeking of validation and of being able to fix things and stuff. So here you have these people that are being vulnerable and putting themselves out on a public platform and then are often attacked. And these actors, I would say, probably were always seeking validation. So in seeking some sort of return, like, oh, you've entertained laughter or crying or emotion or whatever, that's what we're hoping to affect. Instead, we're getting back. You're the worst. And that's hard for, you know, that are trying to do something fun or do something good or entertain. So anyway, I think that's one of the worst probably things about our business is like, it's our job to sell ourselves and our personalities. And then sometimes we get attacked for it.
Yeah, I agree.
What a downer way to end that segment. But do think about that, guys. Next time you're sitting in your living room alone and you go, she is so goofy looking. I cannot stand that commercial. If I see it one more time, what did they do to you? Just stop talking shit about people, right?
Oh my God, for real.
For reals. That person just went to work to make a buck and pay their family and their bills. So get off them. I need a cleansing breath, Jessica.
Let's take a cleansing breath. A big one.
Let's take a big cleansing breath. Jessica and I do this always, COVID or not. We want to take a deep breath in. We've gotten kind of some yuckiness out and some silliness. We're going to take a deep breath in, blow all that out, and fill up with a little bit of goodness. I cannot believe that we just videoed you yawning. Did you just yawn at me?
I was breathing in.
Jessica, podcast, you have to speak.
I was thinking my cleansing breath. It turned into a cleansing one.
Okay, take a deep breath in. And I just rubbed my nose again. We're going to go crazy. I can't stop touching my face. Also, I should probably mention, I mentioned this when we were on the game show. I think I'm the only person in the world that Zooms from her bed.
No, I'm trying to hide my bed behind me just because it's the only place I can get some privacy and where it's relatively quiet.
That's why I'm here, for privacy, but I am in my bed.
It's because I already can't deal with how I look on camera leaning over into it on my desk. I certainly don't want it of me. And
I'm all okay. Like my whole body is mushed up into my face. Because I'm in bed. Look how much thinner I'd be if I was standing.
Oh my God.
All right. Moving on to corners. Sorry, guys. This is new for us. I can't stop staring at myself.
Okay.
To corners.
Are you going first or am I? I'm sorry.
Sorry, I'm first. Okay. This is from my favorite, Spice Spooky from Oddity Central, category news. This is news. This is a what the what corner. Woman allegedly suffers muscle atrophy after getting Botox injections to treat mosquito bites.
Oh.
Can you believe that? Vietnamese social media influencer and minor TV personality claims to have suffered severe muscle atrophy in one of her legs after getting filler injected to remove mosquito bite marks. Instagram hot girl, who gave her that title? Mai Suong recently took to the internet to denounce a beauty salon for having caused her serious harm by injecting Botox filler into her leg to supposedly help remove bruised-like mosquito bites. The young influencer told her Instagram followers that she had started noticing the skin color changing to blue and then concave gaps forming around the injected mosquito bite mark. Finally, one of her legs becoming weaker than the other. Concerned about her health, Mai went to the hospital and was shocked to learn she was suffering from severe muscle atrophy because of the filler injections. She goes by Suong Sin online. She claims her ordeal started last year in June when she went to a cosmetic salon in Hanoi for a standard lip filler procedure. The owner knew her and had offered to give her a 50% discount if she posted about his services on her social media, so she accepted. The lip injections were done by the salon owner himself, and when he was done, he asked Mai about the bruises on her legs. She said they were from old mosquito bites. I have those everywhere, by the way. Mosquitoes think I'm delicious. The salon owner offered to help Suong get rid of the mosquito bite marks through the procedure that she claims cost her 1.5 million dong. Dong?
Okay.
Which is 63 American dollars. She agreed and underwent the procedure in which filler was injected. Sorry, I'm 12. Was injected under the old mosquito bites. Everything went smoothly. The side effect was a slight discomfort in her legs, like an ant sting. The salon specialist said that was normal. It would go away. So here's a picture of them injecting, right? Yeah. Then things took a turn for the worse. 3 months after the procedure, Mai had become seriously concerned about her condition. The skin where the filler had been injected had changed to blue. Yeah, let me show you that.
Ew.
Yeah. A bluish hue. The muscles on her tibia appeared to have shrunk, making her lower leg concave to the touch.
No, ma'am.
Oh, my God. But what really made her freak was the feeling that one of her legs was significantly weaker. She confronted him. He allegedly told her that they may have something to do with a filler overdose that affected the muscle and claimed that she should eat a lot of beef to help the muscle recover or get another filler procedure just to fill up the cavity in the muscle. What? Oh, my God. She claims the muscle resilience in her weaker leg is now only 40-50%. She'll need to undergo at least 8 months of therapy to recover.
Oh, my God.
She clarified she has nothing against cosmetic procedures, but wanted to raise awareness that the serious side effects of poorly executed procedures can happen. Yeah, okay. Don't go to a beauty salon and get Botox and no bites.
First of all,
$63? No, ma'am.
Don't get that stuff unless you're going to a medical professional, number one. Number two, yeah. I don't agree with it, but I was like, oh, maybe she's like me and gets a blown up silver dollar size welt for every single mosquito bite, and it only gets worse as the week goes on. I thought she was doing it for relief. She was doing it because of the scar. Try some vitamin E capsules, okay? That's like people that go to get silicone and get cement put in their ass in Brazil.
You can end up being a quadriplegic that way. I saw a documentary about a woman that got silicone put in her butt by a beauty salon owner. She ended up with all four limbs.
Yep.
Yeah, it's crazy. Don't put junk in your face, in your skin by non-professional people.
It's horrible.
Especially if it's just cosmetic, like buy some Sally Hansen airbrush leg shampoo.
How about some spray tan? Okay?
What?
Some spray tan, perhaps? Yeah,
that's like, you don't need to be putting Botox in your legs to cover up mosquito bites.
Right? How old is she? Like 24?
Yeah, she looked like she was in her 20s. Also, why are you getting lip fillers in your 20s?
That's what I'm saying. Because she's an influencer. That's why.
You don't need that. An influencer thought she was getting a good deal. She didn't.
Well.
Now she can use her shin as a spoon.
Okay. Gross.
All right. What did you bring, Jessica?
Okay. This is by Dana's favorite author. It should be no shock. Another by Spooky. 76-year-old man from rural China can consider himself lucky to be alive after he had a 4-inch-long rusty knife surgically removed from his brain 26 years after being stabbed in the head. What? It's been in there 26 years.
What?
Okay.
He's had a knife in his
head. A rusty one at that. It's probably got a few barnacles going on it.
No!
Okay. The case of Duozhi, an old farmer from the rural county of Haiyan in China's northwestern Qinghai province, can be considered nothing short of a miracle. Stabbed in the head in 1994 during a violent Mugging. Oh. Dvorji had reportedly been living with a long knife blade stuck in his brain ever since. Lucky to have survived the attack, the farmer had been experiencing all kinds of troublesome symptoms because of the knife blade in his brain, like lost vision in his right eye and chronic headaches. Well, no shit. Qinghai province can be considered... Pardon?
I wonder what part of his brain it went through.
I know. Well, I'm sorry, because this, like, kind of repeated something. Okay. Like, lost vision in his right eye... and chronic headaches. Now, thanks to a team of doctors, he is finally able to enjoy a pain-free life. Aww. Yeah. Actually, I'm really... It's very bizarre because the picture of the x-ray shows the blade not... Maybe this is a back x-ray? I don't know. I guess it's going through the back of his brain. It's just freaky because it looks like it's going through his nose and sinuses, but maybe it's reversed. You see?
Oh, my God. I bet it's the...
I bet
it went through the back.
First of all, bless his heart. And I'm also, makes me so upset. It's like, if he's a farmer and in a rural part of the countryside, I've been to rural China. Maybe he literally couldn't afford it or didn't even know where a hospital was. I'm not trying to be dumb, but I'm just imagining, obviously, a reason. Do you know what I'm saying?
They were afraid to pull it out.
I know. Ugh.
That's crazy.
My head hurt.
I know. But you know what that is, though? That shows you when it's your time to go, it's your time to go. And it was not that man's time to go.
No, it was not. That's really amazing. And he lasted that long afterwards. Holy crap.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard stories about people having things go through their head before, like the one guy that, and it went through his frontal lobe, like a pipe from a railroad or something. And his entire, I just marked on my forehead. His entire personality
changed.
And he ended up he left his family and stuff because he was just a different person, because that frontal cortex controls your emotion stuff. So this guy's was in the back of his head. I wonder if he suffered any physical inabilities or anything. It's interesting. The brain, there's so much we don't know about.
It's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
What the thing that keeps us going, and yet we know so little about it.
I actually, out of any organ in the body, don't even understand how they know what they do know about brains.
I know, it's crazy.
You know what I mean?
Also, the fact that the brain doesn't really have nerves creeps me out. Like, somebody could be digging in, like that Silence of the Lambs remake or whatever, where he's eating things out of his head. Sorry.
Well, they do sometimes. a lot of brain surgeries, they will keep people awake. Yes.
Just to respond to different nodes and things like that. Exactly. It is fascinating. Also brings up debate. I don't know, maybe this is too personal to get into. I don't know, but like how you feel about the soul and whether it resides in the heart or the mind. A lot of people have debates over that. Because we always kind of think the heart is where our soul is and our personality and everything. But logistically, it's our brains that do all the thinking, control our bodies. You know, the heart's in charge of blood flow, but it's more of a story we've concocted. I think that's where the soul is. If you even believe in a soul, I believe in a soul, but there's some extra energy. Yeah. That gets us, that keeps us going and makes us who we are, that I think lasts forever. Mm-hmm. I don't know, that energy or whatever. Anyway, it's fascinating.
It is.
Sorry. There's like a race car driving by my house.
Hilarious.
Did you hear it?
I did. It sounded like an old moon buggy or something.
Who knows? But somebody's always cock-a-doodle doing or sawing something around here.
We've had a lot of helicopters. A lot of helicopters.
That's true. Yeah. It's crazy. Should we move on to our raves? Because that's like goodness.
Sure.
Okay. I think I'm up first. Is that cool with you?
Yeah. Go for it.
Okay. So this is an article on whowhatwear.com, WEAR, as in fashion. Mm-hmm. This is from April 10th, Allison Payer, 37 face masks, buy from brands that are giving back. So we all know that we have to have face masks now. It's been, at least our mayor has required it. If you go out in public, you need to have a mask. And I kind of think that may be the way of life for a little while. So, but whatever the case may be, at the moment, we all need masks. So if you don't have a mask, there's so many people online making masks and donating them, or you can buy them relatively cheap. Do you need to sneeze?
No, I'm sorry. I just I just drank something and it went down the wrong
cool. pipe. Oh no. It's so weird that on video, for some reason, I notice everything you're doing. And I'm like, are you doing this? What's wrong with me? Just shut up, Dana, and do your show.
I was trying.
I also can't stop myself. Like, how many times have I touched my hair? And I can't. I don't know. Anyway,
I was trying to silently suffer. Oh, my God.
As more and more cities across the country are recommending wearing cloth face masks when going out in public due to the coronavirus pandemic, more and more fashion brands are stepping up, using their resources to make as many masks as they possibly can keep up with demand from both essential workers and general public. Unlike the boxes of disposable masks that are sold out everywhere, these cloth masks are machine washable, which is necessary right now. Machine washable and actually quite stylish. While they may not be as cheap as the disposable ones, they're certainly more sustainable. And also, almost every brand we've come across is making donations of masks to other healthcare and other essential workers. So you can rest assured that you're doing good while protecting yourself and others, which is what I love, because that's what we like to profile, like things that are good, products that are giving back and stuff. To make your search for masks a little less frustrating, below 37 brands that are selling them while also giving back. As expected, many brands are overwhelmed with orders, but they're working as fast as they can. So here is one called Mother Denim. For every mask set sold on Mother Denim, so I guess they're doing kid, mom and kid masks. April 10th to April 30th, $10 will be contributed to No Kid Hungry. And they're adorable. Rails, for each purchase of a pack of masks, Rails will also donate a pack to essential workers and businesses in its local communities. And they come in a 5-pack. So that's pretty cool. Good American, which these are denim ones, which I think are cute.
Mm-hmm. And sturdy.
And it comes in 3 different rinses to choose from. For every mask purchased, one will be donated to a local business that's in need. Alice, this one you liked, Jessica, Alice and Olivia. They've got several different styles. Hawaiian one here.
There's
a real cute girl with kissy face and sunglasses one. They're cute. Los Angeles Apparel. All purchases of Los Angeles Apparel's masks help fund its ability to donate masks to essential services. Sanctuary. Do you have a dog?
I don't. That's my neighbor's effing Pomeranian.
It seems like it's in there with you.
No, it's in the courtyard of my building.
It's upset.
Yeah, I have to hear it all day, so. Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. I'm going to name just a few of these companies real quick because it's a long list. But Sundry is one. We've got some cute ones. Kes, Christy Dawn is another one. Katie May. Ooh, hers are lacy like bras.
Ooh.
Bridal brand Katie May is taking its beautiful materials and making multi-layer face masks. For each purchase, 3 utility masks will be donated to police officers in Orange County.
Wow.
Hedley and Bennett. So anyway, we'll post a link to this article, Citizens of Humanity. That way you can buy for yourselves. Look at this. These cute ones have bows and butterflies and stuff.
I love them. I mean, another thing, like, there are masks for sale. I mean, some of them are pricey. They're like $30 or something. But I will tell you this. Yeah, the medical style masks are supposed to be reserved for healthcare workers, and rightfully so. So you do want to get something that's made of a fabric that is washable. For me, preferably machine washable. But that being said, I'm not doing the laundry every day. You have to hand wash them sometimes, but you still want something that's going to stand up and withstand that. And there's a lot of companies that are doing them for as low as like $8. And keep in mind that these are all hand sewn. Like, they can't have machines just make these masks and magically insert elastic. Anyone I know that's doing this, whether it's, you know, any of us sitting at home doing it on a sewing machine, to companies that are converting their operations to this, they're all handmade. Like, a dear family friend works for a huge linen company. They do events. Well, there are no events going on right now in her area. So they have converted their operations to masks. My dad just sent us some. They're really cute. I got a little blue and white gingham print one.
Like, you can get elastic ones, you know. Some people are using shoelaces so that you can create your own size. Like yeah. there's all kinds of different ways that you can have made that are just more convenient for you, if you will.
Exactly.
And I, because I didn't want to take away from essential care workers and healthcare yes. workers, I bought filters that go in. So mine is made with a pocket that I can slip a filter in and take yes. it out when I wash it. That makes them N99. So you create the masks with a little pocket, slide the filter in, take it out when you wash it. And I got those for my family. Those are still available online too. I personally used Debrief Me just because someone sent me the link, but I think there are probably many different kinds and they come in a pack yeah. of 10, I believe.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So anyway, there's tons of really cute ones on here. And if we're going to have to wear them for a while, they might as well be cute, right?
That's right. I agree.
Yeah. And I love that these companies are donating and giving back. Mateo, Modern American. I mean, that one looks like underwear.
Is Mateo
pajamas.
A bedding company?
It looks so comfy.
Is Mateo bedding?
What's like, that?
Is Mateo a sheet company like bedding?
Oh, I don't know. You know, it actually doesn't say, but it would look like it to me because theirs are all kind of white, pristine.
Then those are going to be soft mm-hmm. as can be. That's a great sheet company in downtown LA. Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice. Yeah, you can make them with strings to tie. You can make them with different types of elastic. New Republic is doing it. Yeah. So anyway, you get the point. The Be Silly Project is doing it, making masks. 1% of their proceeds go to making masks for hospitals and organizations experiencing shortages. That's the project. 100%. That's amazing.
Yep.
So anyway, we'll put a link to this. You guys can check them out and get your cue done. Well, do something good. Yay! What did you bring, Jessica?
Mine is just to highlight small businesses. Again, we've been doing that a lot. I mean, we're always in favor of that, of course. But now more than ever, small businesses need people. That's from, like we've been saying, privately owned restaurants, a mom and pop brick and mortar store. Now that we're the age of the internet, so many people have tiny websites or their companies. And Etsy, as we all know, started out as a tiny little niche thing. And now Etsy has millions of people who shop it and who sell on it. And it's incredible. So Etsy has launched the Stand With Small campaign. I'm going to read you this, a little description of it. Etsy is tapping into its artisanal roots with a new Stand With Small campaign, reminding consumers that small businesses are especially in need of support during the COVID-19 crisis. Their new ads featuring a beer glass blower, a children's clothing artist, or a furniture maker are intended to support its 2.7 million sellers. So that's how many people are just that are on Etsy, right? That are selling their wares. And it's not just cute, fun stuff. It's oftentimes things that you might need. Or if you are into vintage glassware, somebody's selling that. What?
Something people think Etsy is just like kitschy handmade craft and a craft store, but there's some incredible stuff on Etsy.
Yeah. Half the people I know have ordered all of the stuff for their babies and or bridal or baby showers, all that stuff. So while brick and mortar stores remain closed, our shops are open for business with 65 million items available in the Etsy marketplace, many of which are unique and can't be found anywhere else. Every purchase on Etsy champions real people who are weathering the uncertainty of this moment, just like all of us. The Brooklyn-based company says it's promoting the campaign on its site, as well as through email and social marketing. It's also waiving $5 million in advertising fees for its sellers in the month ahead to help keep the lights on in our virtual Main Street so that even during this time of social distancing, human-to-human connection and commerce can remain alive and well. All right. Anyways, there's much more to this. It's to bring light to small businesses, and I'm going to show you guys a little purchase that I made this week. I try to do something, and I'm not saying that to make people think that you have to do something every week. But when I say do something, because I can't be like, hey, I'm Matthew McConaughey, and I'm going to give $1 million to this, which I love that he did that. I'm doing my best to shop small. So I've actually been shopping at really tiny markets lately and not the major places to keep like my favorite, my little market right by my house that everyone goes to. That's where I saw Ed Begley Jr. They've really been up in the ante with what they stock. So I can't get everything I can get from a major grocery chain. But you know what? They have the basics now. And I've been supplementing here and there, but I haven't been to a big grocery in like almost a month. I'm just trying to stay away from that. But I wanted to support a small business because of seeing this with Etsy. And this is a longtime listener of our show. And I've been peeping her wares for a long time. And I was like, you know what? I can't do much, but I can support a small business this week. And I ordered myself a hand-embroidered work of art from a listener who owns a company.
Oh, I bet that's who it is.
Sweet Salty Stitches.
Yes. Wash your hands, you filthy animal. I love that.
How awesome is it? I saw her making this and I was like, I want it.
She's a huge supporter of ours and we love her so much.
Yes.
I love her stuff. That is. Did it make you so happy when you got it?
I was ecstatic. She's like, I'll put it in the mail tomorrow. I was like, what? Like, not expecting that. I got it even sooner than she told me I would. Even more amazing surprise. But I shrieked when I saw it. It's so cute. I'm going to post pictures of some of her other stuff. I know we've mentioned her before. Yeah. And maybe we've posted pictures, but I'm going to post this and some of her other amazing ones. She also does custom work. So if you wanted to make something really special for someone for their wedding, for a newborn, for your parents, even just something that says, I love you. She does amazing, amazing work. And this is what we're talking about. Small companies, handmade from the heart. Absolutely love it. This is going in my powder room and I can't wait for everyone to see it.
I love it. I also love that you had something you brought that you're like, hey, I did what I'm talking about.
It just happened to work out that way. I'm serious. And I was like, oh my God, I wanted to mention this anyways. But I'm like, hey, shout out to small businesses.
Now I have some of her work too. I love it. Jessica.
Dana.
I think that's our show.
I think it is.
Do you want to tell people how they can get in contact with us?
Yes, you guys, please, if you're not already, follow us on social media, because we also have kind of an ongoing thing to give some levity to this time called Corona Confessions. And that's not to shame anyone. That's us just saying loud and proud what we have done during this time that maybe is not our usual behavior. And that's okay.
Sure.
You can send us a Corona confession, okay, of your own or something you'd like to see us do as a Corona confession. But honestly, our stuff on our social media a lot of times coincides with the show. Sometimes it's just something weird, hilarious, or funny that strikes us. Look, I berated Dana last week about bread, and then I tagged her in a Barefoot Contessa post. So there's that. You don't want to miss out on it. No. On Facebook and Instagram, you can find us at the Rants and Raves podcast. On Twitter at raves_the. Gmail, the Rants and Raves podcast at gmail.com. And on our website through the contact button, www.therantsandravespodcast.com. Thank you.
Thank you so much. That was Jessica for the Rants and Raves podcast. I like to end the show with a weekly point to ponder, which is usually like a conversation starter, crazy fact, something I'm really into. But we're kind of, we've switched up our show a little bit. So I am going to give a fact. It's probably not going to be as amazing because we've talked about so much of that kind of stuff in the show. But just for new listeners, normally the format of our show is that we rant about things at the beginning, get all that information out. But we've been doing a little different the last couple of weeks only because everything is COVID related and we want to kind of give you guys a break from that. If you have any suggestions of stories or things you'd like to send in to us for us to talk about, if you have a rant that's not COVID related and a little lighthearted, we're happy to do all of that. We're just trying to keep things lighthearted for you guys, bring you a little bit of respite in a stressful time. So that's why our show format's been a little bit different and why we're trying this is something new, the video.
Yep.
So we love you guys. We hope everybody's doing well.
Yes.
Please stay home. Don't go out and protest that you have the right to be on your boat on a lake.
With a gun.
to save lives. I know we're not supposed to get political. Normally we don't. But guys, stay the F home until we can get a handle on this. Okay? Yeah. Yes. We don't need any more people dying. We've lost thousands. Yeah. So we just want to keep everyone safe and at home. Stay at home. Listen to us. Jessica.
Dana.
Did you know that reindeer hair is hollow like a tube?
What?
Yep, I guess that's why they're light enough to fly. I don't know. That last part I made up, but the hair part is true. All right, everybody. We're doing the best we can.
Oh, my God. You know what? If I was on a survivalist trip with Bear Grylls, he'd probably tell us to take a piece of hair and use it as a straw.
Oh, that's right. I may have just saved people's lives. Also, we just want to let everyone know we're getting some new equipment, so our sound's going to be on point soon, hopefully. We hope everybody's doing great. We love you. Jessica.
Dana.
Wait till I get to hug you. I miss and I miss crying at you for 40 minutes while you fix my life and all those other things.
I miss you so much, and I miss all of your little fur babies too, and I'm serious. Like, I miss being at your house and everything. It's very weird.
I know. We're all doing the best we can. Mm-hmm. All right, so we'll be back again next week, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.